You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. Today was supposed to be the first day of school at Bellingham Technical College, and instead, teachers are going to be striking. The teachers' union is the Bellingham Education Association. They want pay raises, clarification on teacher workload, and protection against employee surveillance. Bellingham Technical College says teachers there already receive above-average wages compared to others in the state system. And joining us now is Bellingham Technical College spokesperson Marnie Mayer. Marnie, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And union leader Steve Mudd. Steve, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
So, Steve, a judge has just ruled in your favor in this case. What did the judge say?
Well, the college was seeking an injunction to stop the strike and to order us back to work, and the judge ruled against that. And so the strike is on. We're going to continue bargaining. The judge ordered us to continue to bargain in good faith, and he asked us to come back at 9 a.m. Monday to report on our progress.
Why are you striking?
Three main things: compensation, workload, and, as you mentioned, covert surveillance.
What is covert surveillance?
Well, the college mentioned secret shopper, where they send someone in without our knowledge to pose as a student and just to shop us, in essence, like a mystery shopper would, and report on the experience. We thought that if something like that is going to occur, it should be with our knowledge, and it just felt a little awkward to know that we'd... What does that mean, surveillance? Does that mean there's cameras secretly placed in our room? We wanted to be clear on what that allows them to do.
All right. Marnie Mayer with Bellingham Technical College also with us. You know, what's holding the college back from meeting some of these demands? And let's start with surveillance.
Well, as far as surveillance goes, right now we have cameras that we use for security and keeping our grounds safe and protected around campus. And the impetus behind the whole secret shopper issue at hand is based on the college doing a very in-depth strategic enrollment plan to find out what services we needed to improve on to support our students and find holes in our process. So the secret shopper person, which is a mechanism that's used by many, many corporations and businesses, was put into place not to evaluate any employee, but simply to tell us where our holes are in helping students navigate financial aid, career navigation, career counseling, registration. So we did have someone come to our campus and go through our student services, and the resulting report did identify a few employees, but only in a complimentary fashion, saying that the employees did good service. This was, as I mentioned, part of our strategic enrollment plan, which our higher education consultant, Noah Levitz, which specializes in student retention and finding ways to better serve students, recommended one of many items, and this just happened to be one. There was a larger team that actually knew about it, but again, this is not an evaluative thing that we are using. It would never show up in anybody's review.
All right, Marnie Mayer, I also want to get to some of these other points, like salaries. One of the other issues that the teachers union at Bellingham Technical College is bringing up. How close are you, or how far away are you with them on salary?
Well, currently the salary increase demands that the faculty are making at this point far exceed the legislative funding that they've been talking about. That amount was for faculty was about $115,000, and our current proposal is over $232,000. The faculty's current request is coming in at over $300,000. BTC has used the salary restoration in three ways, which was filling vacant spots that we held off on over the biennium, and we also did not move forward with any sort of a 3% salary cut to any of our employees. So we've used a portion of that to restore monies to our faculty, in fact, a large portion.
All right. Well, Steve Mudd, then the question to you, and it's, you're going to have the last word here. College says they just can't meet you on salary. What's your response?
We think that our proposals are reasonable. We've studied the college's finances. The college has built a reserve in the last few years. It's up to $5 million. The legislature sent $240,000 for the specific purpose of salary enhancement. They reminded the college of that by a written letter just 2 days ago, that that money was sent and meant to be spent to enhance salaries at the college. And so we think what we're asking for, 2.5% to 3%, is within the realm of very reasonable.
And how long do you expect to be on strike?
Well, it's hard to speculate. I hope not. Nobody wants to be out. We just want a reasonable contract, and so we hope to have that as soon as possible. Sooner is better. We want to be back in the classroom. It's all about quality of education and student experience. We'd like to get back as much as the students want to be in the classroom. We want to be there with them.
All right, Steve Mudd, thanks so much for taking the time. He's with the Teachers Union at Bellingham Technical College. We also heard from Marnie Mayer, who's the college spokesperson. You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds.